This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're coming to you from the Springfield Mile at the Illinois State Fair. We're with today's wins, Sportsman Nationals winner, Ben Holes from Flanagan. Ben, I tell you, everybody wins races here at this. I've been coming here a lot of years. It seems like everybody wins races here at Springfield by staying on that railing and holding that piece of ground. And, man, did you have a car that could do that today?
Yeah, I tell you, it was a really good car. I was pretty happy with it, and then when Shepard came around me on the outside, I knew I needed to turn it up, and my tire was going away. And it's hard to race a race car harder when the car's going away and you want to go faster, but we stuck it out and got back by him and ended up with the win.
Especially on a track like this, I mean, a big mile track where you pick up a lot of straightaway speed, you're concerned about them tires, that's a worry.
Oh, absolutely. In years past, we've actually went to the front and went back because we burned off our tire. And this year, I was trying to be as easy on it as I could, but keep the lead, and it paid off.
Had to have been a little tough, like you were saying, when on the one restart they called back, he got the five, got by you, and then after that he got up there and gave you a battle. It was a challenge.
Yeah, it was for sure. I knew he was going to be tough as soon as he showed his cards, and he held his line, I held mine, and it just ended up working out in our benefit.
Man, great restarts you had, time after time after time. You'd pull away on those restarts.
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous. I had my guys there next to the fence telling me that I needed to turn it up, and I'm like, well, I'm doing the best I can here, but
it's not that easy, huh?
No, I couldn't tell. You know, we don't have a spotter and we don't have a mirror, so I didn't know how we were doing, but I knew I had to be strong on the start and getting that corner hard and try and get away from him. It worked out.
How many of these Win Sportsman Nationals have you ran in?
I want to say this is my fourth one. We've blowed some motors and burned a tire off. Our best finish here was a third, and it's probably been 6 years, I would say.
Seems like this is kind of a race, though, where coming in here in this sportsman race, you almost have to have ran it before to have a chance to win it. It seems to me, anyway, that it takes a while to really get used to running here.
Yeah. There's a lot of truth to that. I mean, our first couple of years we ran good, but there was no chance in us winning, I really, just to be honest with you. And we took a couple of years off from racing the Sportsman Division and racing here, and but we didn't forget any of our old tricks. So,
where do you race at on a regular basis, and how's the rest of your season going?
We run Farmer Cities on Friday and Fairbury on Saturday. I think we ended up third in points at Fairbury and second in Farmer City, and this is actually our 13th feature win of the year and six in a row, so pretty proud of myself and the guys.
Well, this is a big one. Have you ever won anything any bigger than this?
Nope. This is our Daytona 500. And, we're contemplating if this is going to be my last year and worry about the business and do some other things, but it's definitely awesome. It's the Daytona 500 for us.
What kind of business you have? Maybe we can give that a plug.
We do excavating and tiling. So anybody needs any work done, feel free to give us a call.
There you go. Who'd you have helping you as far as pit crew on your car day?
I'll tell you, I got Joe Watson, Tom Anderson, Tim Iverson, my girlfriend Lacey Bankendorf, Joe's son Brandon, Tim Dury, Derek Christie. I'm sure I'm going to forget somebody here, but I can't thank them enough. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be even close to here.
Who you got for sponsors on your car?
I got D&W Steel, Donzi Farms, HWH, H&H, Effenbaugh Farms, of course, Hulse Excavating and Tiling, and Fusion Graphics, Friedman Race Engines. I know I'm going to forget somebody here, and I apologize. I believe that's it. I hope so, anyways. Go ahead.
Well, Ben Holes, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track today, and we sure hope we see you when we come back over here next year. We hope we see you again.
Okay, there's a chance. I doubt we'll be here, but it's going to be hard not to try and come back. So,
well, thanks for talking with us today, and congratulations on the win, Sportsman win.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.